Dr. Wallach, I first of all would like to personally salute you for the efforts that you're making.
Well, thank you.
I, like so many other people, were vaguely aware of things. You certainly have got my attention.
Well, good. That's what it's all about.
I'd like to come back just for a second on this, the copper thing. Copper, if a person has those visual symptoms, gray hair and that, and decides to supplement and go after it a little bit, is it possible that, or what is the maximum a person can take without, I've heard that copper, you can take too much copper.
Well, that's a great question, because people are concerned about overdosing with vitamins and minerals, including copper. And I'll answer you two ways, one in a generality and then specifically. The general answer is that if you look at the medical profession, according to the Center for Disease Control, Harvard Medical School, the U.S. News and World Report, Ralph Nader, Sidney Wolf, RAND Corporation, and many, many other well-respected institutions, they say that doctors kill 150,000 to 300,000 Americans each year in hospitals alone as a result of medical negligence. Doctors injure 1.3 million Americans each year in hospitals alone as a result of medical negligence. And doctors infect 2 million Americans alone in hospitals as a result of medical negligence, for a total of 3.5 million casualties inflicted on the American public each year in hospitals just as a result of medical negligence. On the other side of this picture, there's not a single person who's overdosed in vitamins and minerals and trace minerals, including copper, to the point where they have to be hospitalized or anything bad happen. And so when you compare the safety of vitamins and minerals and trace minerals, including copper, compared with standard medical procedures, it's enormously safe. And that's why I'm so excited about nutrition and the pig arthritis formula and the plant-derived colloidal minerals, including copper. Now, to answer your question specifically, I can tell you this. If you take the plant-derived colloidal copper and the chelated copper, like you find in the pig arthritis formula, two doses a day, that hair color will begin to come back. It always starts at the nape of the neck, comes over the crown of the head, then down the sides of the head. And when that happens, almost everybody sees some repair, maybe significant, maybe total repair, of the veins and the arteries by repairing the elastic fibers. And I'm reluctant to give you a milligram dose, because the first thing somebody does is run out and get X number of milligrams of copper. And in of itself, alone, a freestanding single nutrient, you're not going to be happy with the result because of lack of absorbability. And there's other cofactors such as amino acids that have to be there for the copper to work very efficiently, including a trace mineral called molybdenum. And so I prefer to just tell you to take the pig arthritis formula twice a day. And if you want to speed up the process, American Longevity has a great product called Ultimate Selenium, which has some additional chelated copper in it. And that's the direction I'd go.